The following is brought to you by SharpFocusMediaAcademy.com.
The following program is intended for mature audiences. It may contain profanity, adult situations, and spoilers. This is The Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical. Diabolical. Diabolical.
When did you first meet Robert Durst?
I think I met him in 1988.
How do you think Robert Durst and his wife met?
Like a buffet line? I don't know. Like
hedonistic vacation?
Yeah. What was that terrifying movie with Rosie O'Donnell when they go to the S&M
suite? All of them?
Yeah.
The Flintstones?
Yes, that's the one. Wasn't there one with like Dan Aykroyd and Rosie O'Donnell and
yeah.
They were cops and they went to like some hedonistic.
I just remember like
set.
I did not know about
clawing
that
my movie. Eyes out because in the trailer I think it shows Rosie O'Donnell wearing like some sort of like leather revealing like sex.
That
outfit.
Was when she was a sex symbol, or they were trying. Didn't really work out too well.
No.
A little reenactment here.
The reenactments are great.
And also that's a really great performance by both those dogs.
I was thinking the exact opposite, because you'd think if a gunshot just went off, those dogs would be freaking out.
I've never been able to put Bobby in Los Angeles at the time of the murder. I could put him in California.
And at least two people told us that Susan had said Bob was going to come and visit sometime around the holidays. And she was looking forward to it.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, right.
Bobby's coming to visit for the holidays?
The kids love him down at the adoption shelter.
They think he's an elf?
Exactly.
Helping Santa?
If somebody offered you $5,000, would you let him sleep over for a week in your guest bedroom?
No. Absolutely not.
Oh, my God. I would do it for $500.
It's a trick question. Robert Durst does not sleep.
Or if he does, he sleeps with his eyes open.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Hanging from a doorway upside down.
Now, what was in Trinidad, California?
Oh, it was very rural, very pretty. I had lived there off and on.
I go there once a year to lay my eggs in the shallow water.
The timing on all of this gets very, very tight. I would have had to go on from Trinidad to Los Angeles, I don't know when, the 19th, 20th, 21st, or whatever, and then going back to from Los Angeles to Trinidad. And they just include, guys, not much time to do all that.
It's like, yeah, there's plenty of time to drive.
Yeah, he could have stopped.
6 hours.
He could have stopped in, like, San Juan Capistrano for, like, whatever they do with, like, the birds down there. Enjoyed a hamburger at the first Bob's Big Boy.
Go up to the Hollywood sign and pretend like he's holding it up.
Sure.
You know?
Never with a smile on his face. Make a quick trip up to Wonderland, back to his old stomping grounds.
Folsom.
Yep. The Manson family ranch.
Say what's up to Charlie.
And the L.A. police have been investigating for a while now, and they're unable to put him in Los Angeles.
But they were able to put you in California.
California's a big state.
As he wipes the blood from his lip.
Yeah, wipes the smile off of his face.
The night that I found out, I went to Susan's house.
Big mistake.
There was just a pool of blood there, and Susan's hair in the blood.
Ugh.
All right.
These poor people.
Oh, yeah, so I guess they were doing, like, forensic stuff, and then they're like, oh, don't mind the tape, just walk right over and see your former best friend.
Do they do that a lot? Just let the people walk into a murder scene?
Wait a pin. I know, exactly. Like,
somebody gonna clean this up?
It was really a terrible thing to see. A terrible thing to see one of your friends like that.
And why was she allowed to go in there?
Another incredible recreation.
I was going to say, I think whoever they hired, they cast to do this walk holding the envelope with the little tissue as possibly Bob Durst, Emmy.
Oh, absolutely.
It's perfect. I wouldn't be surprised, Robert Durst being so crazy, That he agreed to do the recreations. Oh, yeah, I'll do that. I'll be part of this. That'd be fun.
First saved voice message.
Supermarket sale. Started going through the boxes of Susan's stuff, and I did have another box. So, wanted to actually get a reality check from you when you have a second.
You ever have to call anybody for a reality check?
Only my sponsor. No, actually.
That's a good answer.
Every now and again, I have to get my bearings straight. Maybe call up someone and ask, am I hallucinating right now? But, you know, it's been years since I've had to do that. I'm on medication now.
That's good. For us, my parents have called me to give me a reality check. But that's what caller ID is for.
So let me see the letter.
And, I mean, of course I told you this, but...
I lost my shit right there.
Yeah, I was watching this by myself, as I usually do, and I said, holy shit. I have a new way of spelling Beverly.
He showed me a letter from Bob to Susan that was from March before she was murdered. The address written on the front is exactly like the cadaver note, down to the misspelling of Beverly.
What do you think he's going to react with when they give it to him?
Whoever really killed Susan. This letter was found in her house, this envelope. It was boxed up, so it could have been out there. And whenever the mobster who wants to leave a note for the police, they see that letter, they copy the handwriting. Anybody could have copied some handwriting that's right on the table to frame somebody else.
Just no shit.
I mean,
my
wife...
And that's all you need is a possibility. Just the slightest bit of doubt.
It's that's been proven already.
Yeah, exactly.
My wife brought up a pretty good idea, and she's thinking that he could potentially say, okay, I wrote the note, but I only did it because I walked in and found her dead, and I didn't want to report it myself because then they'll think that I did it. Wow. So
that's good, too.
Because there's no way you can possibly prove that he actually murdered her, so it's the same kind of like catch-22 that they did with the whole chopping up the body. I did it to protect myself kind of thing.
Yeah, that's good. The other thing I was thinking was when they showed him the cadaver note and he said, well, someone's doing block letters to hide their handwriting. But wouldn't you say, to kind of cover your ass, when someone pulls out the note, you're like, well, somebody's trying to frame me because that looks just like my handwriting. Because you know it's going to come to that at some point.
Yeah.
But I wonder the power of editing that they could have gone through that. That conversation could have happened. And things like that, that they just edited out.
Yeah, it was clear enough that I might be dancing with the devil.
In the pale moonlight.
Let me hit that shit.
Do you guys share cigarettes with other people?
I don't like it, no.
Worst case scenario, I suppose, if you only had one left and it's like a good friend of yours, but... It's still a little strange. It's different than, like, passing around a joint, you know?
Totally. Same exact ritual of doing it, but, yeah, when I light a cigarette, I'm like, hey, would you like one? But, no, you can't really have a drag. I mean, and I'm usually, you know, I'm like, oh, I'm sick. Yeah, I'm sick of people asking for smokes off my smoke.
It's a weird thing, though, if someone's afraid of germs, they don't want to share their cigarette, but they're... fine with the cancer that comes along with it.
Is it possible for us to get the inventory of what was taken out of Susan's house after she was murdered? Because, you know, you can ask Coulter whether he saw any other letters.
No, is there any chance that this letter's already in a cop's file?
No, I tried. I dug really deep today.
No chance, no chance.
No chance.
No chance.
The police work done on these cases.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
No.
You get this letter and then you don't compare it to anything else that's possibly in Susan Berman's apartment, especially if you think it might be a friend.
Dare I say fumbling. They kind of fumbled it a bit.
Barney Fife on the case.
The crazy thing is all of this might not even be a situation right now if he hadn't left the receipt. Didn't they find him from, like, they went through the trash bag that contained the body parts, and then there was a receipt?
That's how they tied it all together in Galveston. That's what really popped this whole thing off.
But you have to be really sloppy. You know how, like, some serial killers, like, leave clues and hints because they like kind of like dangling the chance of getting caught. Like that sounds like what's going on.
The wet bandits in Home Alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The sticky bandits.
Yeah.
They would always, what, like piss on the floor, right?
No. They would clog up the sink and leave the water running.
Mm.
Piss on the floor in Home Alone?
So, what about we interview Bob? We bring it up. We have it on film.
We catch him.
And now we've got Bob reacting clean to this hugely important piece of evidence.
So, okay, Bob, what do you think of this? Yeah. Please don't kill me.
Yeah.
So remember the time where we walked around Times Square? We all had a good time. You bought us an Americano. The whole time we were actually waiting to throw this in your face. We know that you did. But like, really, I'm at the edge of my seat waiting for this last episode to see how this all comes. And is he going to come after, what if he's like single white female style? Dyed hair, black goatee, and they're basically just interviewing themselves.
That'd be cool.
Oh, that'd be amazing. That'd be like the way to do it. But
one way or another, he's going to come up with some clever way to like answer it that leaves it hanging, even though all signs point to he's a psychotic murderer. But
all severed hands point to guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the complete opposite, actually. I think he's going to be a sensation. Like, he's going to be have his own reality show. It's going to spin off into other stuff. It's going to be like
USO tour.
Yeah.
Entertaining the troops.
I'm sorry. I would watch his reality show.
Get him on The Real World. Holy shit.
A cooking Survivor. Show?
Surreal life.
Put him on Survivor. That, and then it'll really be a true meaning of the word.
Phil Spector and Robert Durst both had these HBO things about their murdering ways.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Someone tweeted HBO should do a show about the two of them as supervillains. They asked what would the title be, and Kevin and I had said Wiggin' Out. Because they both wore wigs.
Wigging out with Phil and Bob.
Yeah, wigging out. Or you said, you call that a wig? That's a good one, too. I see in the future Robert Durst, I don't think he gets nailed for these. I don't think he is found guilty.
No, I agree. I think he should, but I agree with you. I don't think he will.
Yeah, I think he probably did it, but I don't think they get him. What's your theory?
That he's going to be a sensation. He's going to get away with it, and he's going to be like a Kardashian.
Mm-hmm. I don't think he can go out into public and honestly after this.
Hey, Bob, I got a couch in Studio City anytime you want. You know, we could fucking go for long walks. Just like we'll keep our spit distance. If you're ever getting, you know, stabby or shooty, you know, just let me know.
I think that's all the time we have for today. We are very excited for the finale. Mm-hmm.
Of this podcast or the episode?
Just life in general.
Yeah, it's the finale.
Thanks everyone for listening. Please tell your friends, subscribe, all of that stuff. You can send us any questions, theories, thejinxpodcast@gmail.com. My name's Jim Cunningham. You can find any of my stuff on funnierdie.com/thisjimcunningham. Or we do Point Break Live, Terminator 2 Judgment Play. We've got Kevin Crowley from the Bad Takeout Podcast.
BadTakeoutPodcast.com.
All right, so this is Scott Crawley signing off. This podcast has been brought to you by Sharp Focus Media Academy. They're a groundbreaking alternative to overpriced big box film schools. Check them out at sharpfocusmediaacademy.com.
Later.
Thank you for listening to the Jinx Podcast. Diabolical. Be sure to subscribe and tell your friends. Diabolical.